Sales of existing homes in Wisconsin climbed by 13.5% this October as compared to last, but the median price is $129,000. That's down by nearly 8%. Mike Theo is the president of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says sales are up in all parts of the state, but far northern Wisconsin saw the smallest increase. There are a lot of houses for sale. Theo says it would take almost a year and a half to sell them all.
We've got about 15 and a half months of inventory on the market, which is high, but the combination of the prices moderating and the inventory high adds to some of those very good market fundamentals that we enjoy here in Wisconsin and other parts of the country aren't really seeing.
Theo says some buyers might be scared off by national media reports of very bad housing markets like those in Nevada or California.
When the national housing economy was in the bubble, our sales really didn't go as high as they did in some other parts of the country, which meant they didn't have as far to fall either when that bubble burst. So I think primarily it speaks to the fact that people here in Wisconsin still buy homes to live in.
Theo says the national and local housing markets are still working through what he calls distortions caused by a 2010 federal tax credit. He says the incentive prompted many sales early last year, then sales fell off when the credit expired. So he says it's natural that sales picked up this October. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.